I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia and North Korea's pact could have interesting repercussions for Christians. The ministry tells us what we might expect in the near future. Then deaf discipleship investment yields generational growth. The details in a moment. But in our first story, Russian President Vladimir Putin met this week with Kim Jong-un, Supreme Leader of North Korea. The two connected in Pyongyang. It was Putin's first visit to the North Korean capital in 24 years and a sign of deepening anti-Western ties in the region. Growing anti-West sentiments in Russia also don't bode well for evangelical Christians. Although Russia's a largely Orthodox Christian nation, evangelicals and Protestants are often viewed as extensions of the West and not aligned with Russian values. Slava Gospel Association supports evangelical churches in Russia, but SGA's Eric Mock tells us,
"We live in difficult days where it's impossible for me to meet with them at their churches in their country."
But the gospel's for everyone. SGA supports Russian evangelical churches, not to advance the kingdom of the West, but rather the kingdom of God.
"We have always been seeking to equip the faithful indigenous Bible-preaching churches in the countries of the former Soviet Union to reach their people with the gospel and to disciple them in God's word. And that couldn't be any more of a greater need, especially in Far East Russia and in Siberia, where there are hundreds and hundreds of villages that have never heard the gospel."
Pray for Russians to follow Christ.
"We want to see the light break upon many villages that have known no hope."
Next, for a woman named Summer, suffering is as routine as waking up. Summer battled suicidal thoughts until a social media campaign by Horizons International helped her to find gospel hope. Now, she has to put her newfound faith to the test in her home neighborhood, Gaza. Pierre Hosny of Horizons International tells us,
"This woman, Summer, she actually worked at a medical center even before the carnage started happening, and she volunteers with the Red Cross. She's very much on the front lines."
Summer's bringing her medical expertise and Christ-given hope to innocents trapped in battlefields, and she's doing it all in the name of Jesus.
"And it's really the untold story, because the media focuses on Hamas, it focuses on the Israeli army, it focuses on the political side of things, but it's very unknown what the Lord is doing, but he is working in ways that are not coming out in the public media."
Hosni asks that we pray with two focuses: physical safety and spiritual victory.
"Not only can we pray that God would protect and transform and work in Samar, I pray that God would use Samar and her story to work in the people that are praying."
And techniques will vary due to language, but Christian discipleship goals are really no different in deaf ministry than they are in the hearing world. As Rob Myers of Door International tells us,
"It's important that when people come to Christ, they are equipped to be a disciple of Jesus, that they know how to follow Jesus, that it's not just a one-time decision, but it really is transformational in their lives."
Less than 2% of the world's 70 million deaf people know and follow Christ. The few who do know Jesus also lead Door International at a senior level, committing time, talent, and treasure to church planting in unreached deaf communities. Generational growth is a natural result.
"Someone will come to Christ and they'll begin to follow Jesus. They bring other people to Christ and they encourage those people to then share the gospel. And you have what we call generational growth."
Wherever Door goes, you'll see deaf reaching deaf for Christ.
"We don't just want to see people come to Christ. We want to see them taking the gospel into their own communities. We call that type of growth a movement when you see four generations of churches produce. It's really clear that this is going to keep going like a fire spreading further and further."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.